Welcome to the Wolf of Queen Street podcast with Lawrence Lotz. Join Lawrence as he gets together with his friends from all over the world to discuss the latest trends, give some business insights, and add a little South African chaos into your lives. Don't forget to subscribe on Instagram at the Wolf of Queen Street and find us on all of your listening platforms, including iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, Anchor, Google Podcasts, and much more. Hope you enjoy the show.
Welcome back to the Wolf of Queen Street podcast series, to the audio podcast or the YouTube series if you are joining us today. But before we get started, today's episode is brought to you by the Dark Heart Grooming Company, skincare for men, only using organic, natural, native New Zealand ingredients. And you can find them on Instagram on the Dark Heart Grooming Co. And the next time you place your order, just add WOLF10 for a 10% discount. Today, I am joined by Willemey Velton from the Netherlands. And the funny enough is, I got introduced to Willemey by an actual doing a live Instagram video with Yayla Raba, which introduced us together, put our names together. She reached out to me and said, I like what you're doing. And I reached back and said, hey, let's have a discussion. And if our minds, our energy and our brands align, why not come onto the podcast series? And that's something simple that people can see these days of reaching out and saying, hi, I like what you're doing. Can we have a chat? Just to let you know a little bit about Willemey, she started up in the financial corporate world, in the startup businesses, taking a business or businesses into their next level of success and doing that not just once, but overall, a further and further and growing companies. One example was a 100-year-old business and launching it into the next level of success. But with everything that was external success and everyone looked into it and said, that was a great achievement, Willemey didn't feel internally at home, happy, or driven by what she was achieving. And as most people would think of crazy, stepped away from that success or step away from that job, that big corporate job that she had, to launch a spiritual coaching company, my apologies, called House of Awareness, to be able to do what she is passionate about, to offer guidance to other people that are seeking coaching, mentoring, and so forth in around that spiritual space and manifestation. And now today, she's on my podcast to be able to tell us her story and what she's trying to achieve over the next 6 or 12 months. So Willemey, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for this beautiful introduction, Lawrence. Awesome.
You're most welcome. As I said in the intro just before, we just only got introduced maybe about a week or week and a half ago, reaching out to you, watching a live I was doing on an Instagram with Yayla Raba about her movement and CEO Home, her brand. And it's always something I speak about on podcasts, or I speak to about anyone that I meet, and people struggle on social media, go, how do you reach out to people? How do you reach out to other brands or like-minded people within your network or so forth to be able to just say, hi, how are you doing? I like what you're doing. And I think the biggest challenges people have these days is having the feel of actually to do that. Because you messaged me literally, I think it was within 24 hours, and reached out to me, and I messaged straight back. And this is where the relationship's taken us to this moment on the podcast.
That's true. Yeah. And that's actually what I believed in. I was watching your live with Yayla, and I really loved what you guys were talking about. And I became super enthusiastic about starting my own podcast, because you were talking so much enthusiasm about how you love owning your own podcast show, and how you prepare all of this, and how you're doing this with the review, and what you want to deliver to your listeners. So it really motivated me. Your energy was really inspiring. And then after a while, so I was already writing down, you know, episodes who I wanted to invite to my own, in my mind, made up podcast show. And then something came to me and said, no, you don't want to make your own podcast. Probably you want to be on that podcast. Yeah. So it was funny. And we were talking about it. And, I'm a true believer of manifesting the dreams you desire. So at that moment, I did a short, after that live, I actually did a short meditation. Mm-hmm. And I set my intention that I wanted to be on a podcast and share my own story with the world. And then I let it go. And then the next day I saw on Instagram that you were posting like, oh, well, I'm always looking for new people on my show. Yep. And I saw your message and I'm like, this is my sign. This is my call from the universe. and I took action. So I messaged you, and here we are. Yes, I'm very happy to be here. Thank you so much.
That's great. And, you know, it's amazing to see, like you said, there was a moment you had there. You wanted to go down one path, but then you, but like you said, launch your own podcast, but then you step back and said, hold on, it might not be that I want to launch my own podcast, but I actually want to be on a podcast. And I want to, and you found it. And funny enough, like you said, the next day, I just did a post. What I do every sort of 2 or 3 weeks when I have openings, I do a social post calling out to anyone out there that supports the brand saying, I've got openings. Message me to let me know if you'd like to ever be on a podcast and we can have a discussion to see if we align. And that's exactly what you did.
Yes. Yes. For me, it's always very funny when some things like that immediately within 24 hours come through, you know, that's miracles.
So let's take a step back. As I said in the intro, you know, Willemae, you found yourself at a period of time working in the large corporate structure or business world, which then changed at a sense of when you actually, funny enough, achieved success or external success to pivot to you where you are today. So you can take our listeners through that sort of moment, what you were doing in the corporate sense and why there was that moment to find yourself into the company that you launched, House of Awareness.
Well, I'll take you back 7 years in time, Lawrence.
That's good.
Imagine a very ambitious, young, happy girl preparing to work her ass off and make anything she does into a huge success. And success back then for me was defined by, I don't know if I defined it that way, but that was the only definition of success I knew, was working in a large company and being able to go on holidays and buy whatever you wanted to buy and enjoy while you were doing it. So that was what I was doing. And I started there in the last company when I was 26. I started managing a small team. I was asked to reinvent or disrupt the business model of a 100-year-old company. So that's what we did. We completely turned around their business model and we became actually our own biggest competitor of the original company. And we launched as a pilot, and within 1 year we had over 200,000 visitors per month and 50,000 registrations. So it became a huge success. Yep. And it was that day that the CEO asked me, okay, maybe you can make a startup out of it. So we made a brand new company out of it and proceeded this. And during that time, my teams were getting bigger, of course, my responsibilities were getting bigger. I traveled between, I did an international job. It was in between London, Antwerp, and Amsterdam every week traveling, which is super cool when you're 26, 27, 28. I travel for work, you know, I had it all together. And they kept motivating me with bigger teams, bigger teams, more money. And I was always very flattered, of course, and very grateful for all of that. But I also remember a discussion with the CEO. They wanted to offer me a 26,000 euro bonus if I would hit my targets of the upcoming year. And I don't know, but regular people in that world, they were always fighting, oh, I want a bonus, I want this, I want that. All the people around me, all the other managers were asking for it. And I didn't ask for it, and they offered it me. And it triggered something in me. And instead of being happy and motivated, I got mad. I was like, who do you think you are? Who do you think I am that I can do any more work and put more heart and soul into my work that I'm already doing by offering me this money? Mm-hmm. I'm not going to sign this agreement. So I just refused, which was a big problem because I wasn't the only manager in the company. And when I didn't agree with my bonus terms, it wasn't fair. And I don't know why, but it didn't work. So it became kind of a discussion like, okay, but if we can't motivate you with this money, how can we motivate you? Because you don't want a car either. You already got the promotion. Mm-hmm. What else can we give to you? So that was a moment for me to start thinking, okay, so what would motivate me? What would motivate me? And that was, it seems like such an easy question, but what does motivate me? What did motivate me? What does motivate you? I didn't know. So I started talking with a coach myself. I was already doing meditation and yoga, stuff like that. And during those months, I realized that the thing that really fulfills me, if I can be the service to people, mm-hmm. if I can be of service to someone else, if I can make you happy, I'm happy. More happy than if I bring a large amount of money into the bank account of a corporate yeah. company. So during those days, I was contemplating on this, and I was doing a lot of yoga, coaching, meditation back then to deep down, to dive deep with myself and make that connection with myself. And well, you can hear my story. It's like floaty. I don't know. This was the energy. You can feel it now.
There's total uncertainty, as you said. Total uncertainty, and that can, it's funny to anyone that's watching the YouTube series, it's something to learn when people talk about paying attention to people's states. If you look at Willemae at the moment, is look, not to say to look directly, you know, stare at her on the video at the moment, but anyone that's on the YouTube series is look at how she's explaining the story. You can see even now, as you said, 7 years later, the uncertainty of that moment and how she's actually telling the story and how the eyes are responding and how it's overthinking of trying to picture out why and what was going on at that moment. And it's quite interesting because sitting your back and you're having a chat, I can see that sort of uncertainty of, hey, success, I'm getting money, I'm getting bonuses, I'm getting everything else. And then we get to one of the most hardest questions you will ever get to someone that is driven and motivated. It is either A, what motivates me, or B, what am I, or who am I? And it's sort of, it falls all into one, and it's one of the hardest things you could ask anyone to say, actually, who are you? Not just a name or person or gender or a type, but what are you and who are you? And I can see that's what sort of you are fighting through at that exact moment.
You used the word fighting. I definitely back then, I was still fighting for this. right now, I know that surrender is the best way and just release and trust it all comes into place. But back then, I didn't know anything else than control and fighting because that was my drive, my ambition, my motivation. So I went very traditional. No, it's not traditional, but I went on a retreat in Bali.
As everyone does nowadays,
isn't it? From New Zealand probably as well. Here in Holland, we all go to Bali.
Everyone is in Bali at the moment, except me. So anyone that's listening, by all means, if you've got an awesome Bali retreat, send me a link. I want to go.
Well, it's awesome at Bali. So I went to Bali. It was my first time alone on a holiday because I needed some time to think, you know, I needed time to think. And I was doing this amazing retreat. I was working in a corporate. I could afford an awesome retreat. So that's what I did because I was like, you deserve it, girl. So I was at that retreat and every morning I got meditation and yoga and a great breakfast and massages throughout the day. And after that week, I felt so awesome. I felt so alive. And I was like, whoa, okay. So then my brain came in and says, okay, Willemijn, this is what you're going to pursue. So I made a schedule while I was still in Bali. Like, okay, so when I'm back, Monday, Tuesday, I'm in London. So Monday morning, I can do yoga in Amsterdam. Then Monday night, I can do it in London. So I made a whole schedule for myself how I could keep up with my good habits. And then I arrived in Ubud for a few more days and I said to myself, well, every day I'm going to do yoga and I'm going to eat completely vegan and healthy. One morning I got up at 7 and I didn't want to go to yoga. I was like, Willemijn, we had an agreement. You were supposed to go to yoga today, so get yourself together and go to the yoga class. And then I was wondering, like, who is telling me to go to yoga now? Why do I need to go to yoga now? And then I realized I had never done anything in my life. I had never made my own decision. I was always doing what I thought was right. Mm-hmm. So in that moment, I realized I could create my own life. And I decided not to go to yoga. I had an amazing day. I felt so relieved that I could create my own life. I came back at Tuesday in Amsterdam. Wednesday I worked at the office in Amsterdam. Thursday I was in London. I was looking around in the office in London and I was like, what are these people doing here? I didn't get it. So that Friday I called my boss for a meeting. And that Monday night we went for dinner and I told him I leave the company next month. And he was, okay, what are you going to do? And I was like, well, I'm going to do whatever I like. And House of Awareness was already there. It came into my life. It was a hobby project. I didn't want to make any money with it. I was just writing blogs on mindfulness and meditations because I had the need for that back then myself. So that's what I was just did. That's what I was just that's
doing.
That's,
yep.
Yeah, doing. And the month after I left the company. Yeah.
And now this is where you are now, right? Because that's 7 years later.
Yeah, that's 5 years ago.
Five years ago. Now you're doing, and now you've got yourself to what is keeping you passionate, what you're doing. Yeah. And being able to offer, like you said, it was a hobby on the side that you already had House of Awareness. And I'm guessing you just took that to the next level to actually step it up and go, okay, instead of sort of a hobby side, I'm going to put more structure into it and push it out to a wider audience. So you said you started with blogs. I'm guessing there was more content that you generated after that as well.
Yes, we started generating more and more content. We became some sort of Airbnb for coaches. So people who were searching for a coach could find it up there and coaches could find new clients. And it was an amazing 5 years because for 5 years long, I was doing exactly what I wanted to do. So I didn't conform to anything, not even that company. Actually, I wanted freedom. I wanted to be able to do whatever that came up to me. So one day I decided I'm going to live 1 year in South America. I did. I went to South America. I lived in Ecuador for 1 year. I did my healing practices, yoga practice. I made my money even in South America while living there in that local community. While running that blog and business online of House of Awareness, obviously, but it didn't have my full focus. My full focus was on developing myself. And while you were saying in the beginning, like, it's that moment in time where you ask yourself, who am I?
Yep.
And I don't know whether that was the question I was asking myself. It was the question, because the answer is quite simple, right? Who are you? I'm just me. What's your purpose? Being here. What's my purpose? Being here with you today. But my question was, how can I serve? Mm-hmm. So for 5 years long, I did so many trainings. I became a cranial sacral therapist, a kids yoga teacher, a regular yoga teacher. I did the Gabby Bernstein training. I did Kundalini yoga. I did Hatha yoga. So I just took a deep dive in shamanic principles, in lots of tools that could help you find that fulfillment and how you could serve the world. And that brings me to where I am today, because a few weeks ago, I decided that I wanted to share all these tools that that I've learned through the year with the people working in those corporate companies, because you don't have to be super spiritual or meditate 25 minutes a day to use the tools that I learned and make you help live a fulfilled life. So I set the intention in September to shine my own light even brighter and bring those tools via speaking and workshops to people working in companies or entrepreneurs so they can enhance their days by using those manifestation tools.
It's such a great piece at the moment. You know, using those tools in the corporate sense or in the corporate world, where or in the entrepreneur world, especially in the entrepreneur world, high pressure, high stress, a lot of failures, a lot of challenges for that niche of person, or in the high corporate world. It's funny to see the movement of that space today. Yes. We spoke about something a bit offline before we started, and about saying, you know, I do meditations, I do incantations myself, and a few other pieces as well. It has always been there, but it wasn't as accepted or known of to take meditations or to take 5 minutes and find yourself or to center yourself in your daily life or in your work life or in your work moment. And it's funny because it was quite nice. I thought of taking a photo today. I saw it actually at work, and I didn't want to. But I thought of taking a photo because the moment was great, but I thought it would be weird of someone else. But there was a lady at work actually sitting on a statue outside in the sun, and you could see she was sitting doing a meditation. But everyone else was walking, doing their lunches, and she was totally still doing a meditation on the statue for 5 or 10 minutes. And it was a really great moment. And I wanted to do it and actually go to it and say, hey, I took this photo and that. But as you said, this is where you want to, what your services is offered in those spaces now, because people are seeing it actually does work. It has always worked. But now, because it's more common or more accepted, people are consuming it more and taking it more, going, hey, I don't have to, you know, say it's almost embarrassing to say I do meditations. There's no embarrassment saying that I do meditations or incantations or I find myself or I pay attention to my energy and my vibe and what's going on and the auras around me and stuff like that. And it's a great space, you know, for yourself to be in, because there's so many people seeking those small changes in their life to allow them to take the next step with what that focus can bring.
Well, exactly what you're saying. Meditation used to be, had this airy fairy reputation within companies, but nowadays we know that entrepreneurs like Oprah Winfrey, Arian Huffington, Steve Jobs, they all use meditation.
Every single one,
every successful, so-called successful person, you know, does meditation.
Yep.
It's a bold statement, but there probably are exceptions.
Yeah.
If you dive into it, you notice it, and there's so much more attention to it. There's meditation in the company, meditation room in the company. They offer yoga classes.
Yep.
And the well-being of their employees is one of the most important things nowadays. So meditation really has become a mainstream tool to stay connected to your peace while aiming for your goals.
Correct. Totally. Yoga has gone down the same route. Meditation and yoga obviously can go hand in hand. And, you know, it's funny enough, I was listening again to some content previously in the last few weeks, and we were talking about how yoga originally came in. Again, it was that whole sort of spiritual fluffy vibe for people. Then it became very female based sort of the last, say, 15 years ago to 10 years ago. And then all of a sudden, if you go to any yoga class these days, it'll be 50-50 of guys and girls. And it's lost that whole, hey, that dude's doing yoga over there, and he's a bit weird, but he's doing yoga. It's totally lost that edge, which is brilliant, because we've broken down that barrier or that stereotype about being able to do that to make myself feel better. So people that need it can openly say, I want to go and do yoga. I want to do meditations because I'm struggling mentally with my well-being and my mental space or my depression and so forth. And it's a big challenge we have in our world today. Just even in New Zealand, where I'm in a small country, we have one of the highest suicide rates in the world, one of the, you know, high depression rates. And it's those small changes that you implement in the corporate world to allow people to openly say, okay, I want to do a little meditation or do a bit of yoga to be able to take my stress away from what I'm worried about.
Exactly. That's exactly what you mentioned. And also the other side, actually. Also for people who are working in the corporate, because we're always talking about when you're depressed and when you're not feeling well, doing yoga, doing coaching. But I'm a strong believer that if you do feel well, it brings you even more. So even if you are working at a company and you're very happy, it can help you setting those intentions, the meditation, it can help you stay connected to your true self, and even more will open up for you. So it's not even so when you're in that dark space to come out of the dark space. It's also when you're in the lighter space to grow within that lighter space and nourish yourself and flourish even more. So I think it's also a great, great growth tool and not just a rescue aid kind of. Because sometimes it's presented as like, okay, you don't feel good, so if you do yoga, you'll feel better, which is 100% true. But it's also a great tool that if you are already in the right place, but maybe you want more, or you aim for more, or you feel like, ooh, I want to start my own company, or although I'm happy, or I want to start my own podcast next to my job, or I want to step up my game and write a book, whatever it is that you want to achieve, you can use those tools as well to step up even more into the light and to raise those your vibrations so you attract even more goodness in your life. So I think that's important to share with people as well, that it's that it's also a tool for growth.
Yep, I totally agree with that. You could ask anyone that's had a breakthrough moment, career or personally, or has gotten through a challenge, if you just take them back that moment of the state that we're in, and you know, there's a moment where you feel unstoppable. I'm not saying everyone, majority of us, is unfortunately some people that have not had that opportunity due to their circumstances, but there's moments when you feel unstoppable. And as you're saying, it is your tools and set you have, don't just breakthrough from the bottom, but also can take you from the middle to the top level, to take you that you feel unstoppable. We've all had that, you know, when you're in that moment and you can visualize going, everything I do today, I'm going to kill. I'm going to absolutely make it and break it, and no one's going to stop me. And I'm going to visualize at the end of today, I'm standing at where I want to stand, or I've completed what I wanted to complete, and so forth. And totally that, with the right mindset at that moment, it achieves it. Doesn't happen every single day, but the tool's there because it helps you knock on that door. And one out of 20 days, if you knock hard enough, that door open and you can go through.
That's exactly what it is. And I believe that if you want it to happen every day, it can. It just takes takes up more time. So it's also a matter of practice and devotion. And if you practice these tools every day, you get your small breakthroughs every day, because it doesn't always need to be a huge step. Obviously, it can also be, oh, wow, today I aim for this and I got it. So it can also be, today I aim to have lots of laughs with people I meet in the streets. You know, you can also set your intention on those kind of things and just achieve those kind of things. And it makes your life so much more fulfilled and rich and happy and joyful. And yeah, especially when what I noticed is the big changes for me were the moments I started to align my life with whatever I was sharing with other people. So do that meditation every day at 6, from 6 to 7, I do it. Make a small prayer before you go into an interview like this, or before you go into a connection with someone, even if it's before a post I do on Instagram, or before I go on this podcast show, or I do a small prayer for you, for me, to connect to the universe. It's a small moment of meditation where I set my intention of, I wish to be a vehicle of the universe and share my love and be of service today in this podcast. And it can be such a small thing, but you immediately, if you do that kind of things, you feel a shift in your energy going if you use those small things. And that's why I think you can use it in companies so well, because it doesn't always need to be that you're in the company from 3 to 4 in the afternoon on your yoga mat. You can also, when you're walking from one meeting to another, use those 3 minutes to breathe, to connect to yourself, to breathe, come back to yourself, let go of any other conversations you've had before that made you stressed out or made you unhappy or whatever, and see if you can connect to that happy place again, or happy place to your heart. And so you go into the next meeting with a relaxed mind again. And
totally. Totally agree with that. A couple of things I just wanted to say on that. To anyone, again, not to take away from the audio listeners at the moment, if you're watching the YouTube, go back to when Philomé just started talking about 3 or 4 minutes ago. We spoke about in the beginning of the episode about uncertainty and not being sure about oneself or what's achieving. Go back 3 or 4 minutes ago and visually look at Philomé's explanation of what she's going through in the moment she takes herself through and see the 100% of certainty she has in what she's now doing compared to the uncertainty she had previously, talking about people's states and the emotional states and that sort of stuff. And you can just see it visually as someone explains it. And this also comes across in the sense of, as you just explained, of if I go into a meeting and I take my 2 or 3 steps and I take my 2 or 3 minutes and I clear my mind, I remove the negativity, which happened an hour ago. I do my 30 seconds or 60 seconds of focusing on what I want to achieve in this meeting. You go into that meeting or you go into that next challenge with a clear state of mind, clear certainty of what you're trying to achieve and the focus. And then again, you'll be knocking so much more on what you want to get out of it. And those simple little steps will get you more every single day or every single time you go in that example.
Yeah. Well, thank you for this brilliant summary.
My apologies to put you on the spot and a little bit like that.
No, I love it. I love it. No, I love it because I think it's so important and the power is in repeating the words. I think we should spread this message and I mm-hmm. see you feel it and you live it, by the way, as well. So that's why it's so nice talking to you about it. Yeah, it's really awesome.
No, it's great. So obviously at the moment is we're knocking. So have you found yourself in the corporate world at the moment, or are you still trying to get yourselves more opportunities to get more corporate relationships to get yourself in the companies to be able to take them through those processes?
Well, it's funny you ask, because last September, I set an intention. I told mm-hmm. you in my meditations that I wanted to. Well, as Tony Robbins says, the first step of achieving a goal is making the invisible visible.
Correct.
So by setting your goal, you're making the invisible visible. And so what I did in September was I set the intention I wanted to be more in corporates. The second step so that was my first step in meditation, in manifestation, set your intention. The second step in manifestation is expand your horizon and know you are worth it. So when I set the intention, I wanted to do more speaker jobs for large companies. I got this little voice like, who are you to do that? And probably we all know that little voice, isn't it? When we have a dream and we know we're going to do it and we set that intention and then that moment comes that the little voice is there in your head, but you're not good enough. You're not worth of obtaining that, but he already has it. So there's no room for you anymore. Blah, 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 blah. Well, I see you smiling. You probably know what I'm talking about.
I'm going through this exact similar process at the moment with myself. I've been speaking to a few people and a few brands about launching a speaking event in the new year in 2020. It's one of my, now it's public, but one of my quiet goals with 3 or 4 people, 5 people to launch an event in Auckland, New Zealand. And I am in my mind going, I'm not good enough and I'm not special enough to stand up there and to give anyone anything, right? So as much as I want to... As much as I want to do it, I've got that same, that's why I was smiling and laughing as you were talking. I've got that same little devil on my shoulder going, well, maybe not. So I'm trying to be through it.
It's funny because that moment comes and then it's very, what helps is expand your horizon, surround yourself by people who are already doing it. Mm-hmm. So you get into their energy. Get into the field of people who are already achieving it and who support you. So reach out to people who already organize events, for example, or in my case, I wanted to do more speaking for corporate companies. So what I did was I reached out to friends of mine who are already in the speaker business and who are already doing those jobs. And the funny part is they even reached out to me. So people I didn't speak to for a few months, they texted me, hey, how are you doing? Are you up for a coffee? I would like to know what you're about. And I was like, yeah, this is funny. You're an expert in speaking and you coach people in speaking and now you're just texting me?
Yeah.
And the third step is, when it comes, take inspired action. So when it comes to you, when there's the opportunity, grab it and know you're worth it. Don't settle for less. Mm-hmm. So when there's the opportunity, you notice the opportunity, you receive the opportunity, and you take inspired action. So what actually happened to me, for example, is after I set my intention, 3-4 weeks later, without doing any sales, without adjusting my website, it wasn't even online yet that I was doing this, I got a phone call from Eka, she's called, and she works for the Lean Innovation Summit, a big summit here in Rotterdam for entrepreneurs, European entrepreneurs. 600 people are coming, and she asked me to open the day with a guided meditation.
Oh, wow.
So I got the opportunity, I took it, but remember, don't settle for less. I wanted to share not just the meditation with those companies, I wanted to share what it brings them, how they can use these techniques of manifestation in their day. So what I told her was like, I would love to do it, but I would love to tell them something about it. And I asked for some more time. Mm-hmm. And now tomorrow morning at 9:40, I'm doing the opening keynote on this huge event, bringing this manifestation, this story of manifesting, and well, the story we're talking about right now, but then in 15 minutes. To a corporate audience. So I'm very, 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 very grateful for that. And I believe it's only the start.
That's amazing. And congratulations on achieving, you know, getting that step and what you gave yourself the focus on. As you said, you went through the three steps of you thought, manifested and considered on what you wanted to achieve. You know, you were open about it, what you wanted to focus on. You spoke about it when it comes in as well. Don't over underestimate yourself to what your goal that is coming in, and you were brave enough and strong enough to back that up. So when that opportunity came forward, you said thank you humbly, but also then said and asked for what you wanted, that extra step. So you didn't say, hey, I want to be the main speaker, or I want an hour speaking gig. You said, I want to offer the people the right content, but I also want to offer them the message. So as the package, they get everything they need to listen. And then they can step away from that moment going, they've gotten everything they needed to get from yourself at that event.
Yeah. Well, yes, that's exactly what it is. And
you're freaking out?
Are you freaking out?
I gotta ask, right? Are you freaking out?
No, I'm not freaking out. I'm like, oh my God, about to heaven. And as exactly what you were saying, it struck me because you say you didn't ask for to be a keynote or whatever. Mm-hmm. No, I didn't even think about it. I didn't even ask for it. I was just, I had this visualization of bringing this to people, serving the people, and then it all came together. So that was for me also nice that you repeated that it was never my intention to be the keynote, yep, or whatever. It was just my intention to serve. And I believe, yeah.
It comes back to what we said in the very beginning of the podcast, and something I said almost in every podcast is asking what you believe you're allowed to have, right? And as you're talking about, back yourself up and know what you're worth and so forth. So you see so many examples today of any of the top entrepreneurs, doesn't matter on my side of the world, the likes of Tony Robbins, Gary Vee, and so forth. Guys going up, and there's moments with any of those top content creators, and someone steps up and has the full confidence, asks what they know they can deliver, whether it's just someone random on the street or asking them on a show, and the celebrity, let's just use celebrity or the coach or the famous person turns around and goes, sure, come on in. I'll give you 5 minutes of time, because there was honest, there was humble, the way I asked it. And they asked in the sense of going, I can offer you this. I can't offer you the world. I can't change the world, but I can offer you this. And I know how to do this correctly. And this is what I want to do for you, for your audience, or for your company, and this is the reason. And majority of those times, if you can actually have it, if you can have that moment of asking it, that person will go, sure, come on in, let's have a chat. And then it goes viral because it seems like some nobody on the street or some guy or girl or whatever went to some big celebrity and asked what seemed like a simple question and got into a company. And it's not that they asked a simple question. They asked a question that a lot of people can ask. You just have to be brave enough to ask it.
That's beautiful. Thank you. That's a great reminder.
So, yeah.
It's true. And I'm going to write it down, because sometimes it's all about having the courage to answer the call, isn't it? So yeah. I think we all have those moments in life. We know we can serve a greater good or maybe a smaller good or whatever, but there's only a few of us that, and even more nowadays, but you have to be courageous enough to answer that call. Mm-hmm. Because it might be that you leave the certainty of a super awesome managerial corporate job behind to answer the call and to actually do it. So yes, thank you for this reminder of
It all goes back to something which you spoke about earlier about service and wanting to serve or give back to others or give to others. You know, you're talking about originally House of Awareness was fundamentally about helping others and giving your time and so forth. And it's something I've mentioned before that, and it's a famous saying in the sense of, if service is beneath you, then leadership is above you. So if you are not willing to offer your service or offer honestly the moment to serve others, then anything further from that, what you're trying to achieve as a person, a brand or company, fundamentally will never be able to achieve. Because if you can't step back and actually go, for this moment, I'm going to help unconditionally, I'm going to help without question, or I'm going to give my time, or I'm going to give my time for charity and so forth, the next steps of what you're trying to achieve, not just from yourself, but from people around you. People forget so many times how much people are watching other people. And we're in the world, we're in social media world now where everyone is stalking everyone else. Everyone is watching everyone else. And everyone is almost in the center trying to be perfect, but it's a person that's been imperfect or doing stuff that's against the grain of going, I'm worth X amount of money, or I'm a celebrity, or I'm a socialite or whatever, but I'm not gonna follow that norm, and I'm gonna go give my time and I'm gonna go and serve other people. And it makes it so much different. And there's a very big person that I've followed over the last couple of years, a guy called Naz Daily. There's a lot of people in the American market and European space who know that. And he did those 1 minute clips, 60 second clips, 60 seconds with Naz Daily. He did it every day. I think, my apologies, I think he hit, was it 1,000 clips in a day? So he did a year, a couple of years in a row in different cities in the world. And all that was about wasn't about him, but it was about showing pieces of content about a city in the world, about people, cultures we weren't aware about, political problems we weren't aware about. But he was serving those people by giving up his time for 2 or 3 or 4 years so the world could see about it. And straight away, as soon as people started seeing about it, anyone that knows about Naz Daily's story, it was sort of nothing, and it just went viral for years. And he's still there now doing clips. I think he only does one clip a week or one clip a month at the moment because he's had to step back from it. But fully serving others, which means that when he takes the next step, people will be willing to open doors for him.
Couldn't say it any better. I think that's, and I think then that comes back to what we were saying as well. If you're fully in service mm-hmm. and you know your worth of, and you have the courage to tell people that you can serve them, that you want to serve them, that you want to bring something to the world,
yep.
and you do it from that connection to your heart because you're tuned in with yourself and you use all these tools you have from the meditation, and then you can step up and, yeah, and we can change the world together, isn't it? If we all started living, if we all started from that mindset of how can I serve, mm-hmm. we would all feel so much more fulfilled and we would all be so much more relaxed and there would be so much less stress, because if we are all, yeah, it's exactly what it is. And it's funny because, and even if you make it small, because now we're talking about huge people and how can I serve the world, and it's such a big topic, but also when you're in that corporate job, You know how it feels to give someone a present, right? We all know. Mm-hmm. We love it so much. You buy a present, you think about it. Oh my God, what's that person going to like? And then you give the present and you see the joy you bring to someone. It's just as simple as just the giving. And someone who receives your help fully, that's one of the best feelings in the world. Maybe it's even the best feeling in the world that you can give someone something that they are so happy and fulfilled with. And it shifts your own energy. So even if you're sad, if you're negative, if you're cranky, if you're whatever situation you're in, if you give a present to someone else, you shift your energy because you feel them getting happy and you get happy. You can use the same principle of giving and sharing in your corporate job. So for today, bring your coworker spontaneously a good cup of latte. You know, so going outside and bring them as a little present and see how they light up. If you're cranky, if you're stressed, if you don't know what to do and you don't want to breathe because you don't feel well, because that's what happens if we don't feel like that. Go and see if you can help someone else. It'll shift your energy. It'll shift your energy.
Yeah, I totally. I totally agree that I'm the worst person because I'm a bit of a kid at heart. So if I change people's states, I usually go and scare them and they scream and then everyone laughs. And
so anyone, Tony Robbins kind of style, right?
Yeah, no. Anyone that knows me, never. There's quite a few people in my close circle of friends, and whenever they're out alone, and I spot anyone, if I spot any of my friends and they're out alone, no matter where they are, if they at school, if they're at a mall, if they inside of a cinema, I don't care. I will crawl up to you and I'll scare you that you scream to high heavens in front of everyone. For 5 seconds, they hate me, but for then 20 seconds afterwards, everyone's laughing and having a great time. So
that's a great surprise. That's something you're giving to people because you scare them, and then you have this because you scare them, it makes you laugh so much. Yeah. And then you're laugh to them and they start to light up. So people are laughing. That's the only thing. So whether it's a cup of coffee or you scare the shit out of people, we all have our own tactics, isn't it? I think people are kind of weird if I start running around in a company and do ah! They're like, who are you? Yeah. Not authentic at all. Just find your, and that's beautiful that you mentioned this, find your own authentic way of lighting yourself up in a way that's, even when you're cranky, even when you don't feel like it, it's always something that immediately shifts your energy back into that positivity. And when you're in that positive energy again, you feel you're connected again, and you can set your intentions again. And then, the day will come so much more easy and with more fun and joy. And when you're in that vibration of joy, you attract more of that.
Yep.
You know, we are all made out of energy. So whatever vibration you're on, you attract what is on your vibration. So if you feel you're low in vibe, if you feel you're low in energy, we all know that feeling. You come into the office and you feel like, something's off today.
Yep.
Feel the low vibes going in the office. And then when it starts bad, your whole day is bad. We all know it. When you're on that low vibe, you have red traffic lights, bridges open, you spill coffee over your suit, you know, everything goes wrong. But when you start your day super well and happy on that high vibrations of joy, you notice that the day goes so much more smoothly. And you can use all these tools to come from the low vibration into the high one. So if you're in that low vibration, go and scare someone, laugh out loud. You feel you raise the vibration, you go up, up, up. And from that moment on, you'll see the day will become much more smooth.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. So that's great.
So something, just to take a bow on the side, something we spoke about again just before the show, I was talking about you had a Facebook group. I think you called it the Phases of the Moon. I know it's something you was talking about some more at the moment. Talk me through what you're getting into it, but in the sense of the different phases of the moon and what you believe around sort of the energy and people to pay attention to it, to what they can bring into their lives.
Well, I believe in energy, obviously.
We're
all made out of energy. And everything has an energy within it. Everything has an energy. So also, the moon also has energy. She radiates as well. We all know that the moon causes ebb and flow.
Yep.
Do I say it correct? Ebb and flow?
Yeah, correct.
The moon causes the moon causes ebb and flow. So the moon is able with her energy on that big distance to move the entire ocean back and forth. And we all know water is one of the strongest forces we have on the planet. People are made out of 60 or 70%, I believe, we're made out of water. So if the energy of the moon causes ebb and flow, what is the influence of the energy of the moon on us, on that 70% of water in us? So obviously we are also affected. I don't know if that's it's maybe too negative, but there's an effect that affected by it.
Yeah, I've actually, funny enough, never thought of it in that way. Sorry to interrupt as you go in there, in the sense of the explanation of, yes, water, the tides shift due to the moon. And as you said, the high water count, most people aren't aware that we are majority water as humans. And fundamentally, if the ocean's moving from one side to the other side, or the tidal shift, there has to be some impact on the same to ourselves with such a high water content.
Yeah, it's just a scientific kind of approach to the whole, to the story. And so, for example, tomorrow it's full moon, so be prepared. But yeah, we'll be wolves. Ooh, that would be funny. So the moon has 8 different stages, and the 2 most well-known stages are the new moon and the full moon. And the new moon is when you barely see the moon, and the full moon is obviously when you see her in all her glory in the sky. And the new moon is said to be a great time to set your intentions. So if you have a desire for that month, or if you are aiming for a goal, or maybe you want to be more into self-care, or whatever theme is for you right now, or you want to be more courageous, or you want to be more confident, or you want to be more service to the world, whatever it is, or maybe you want to make more money, or I don't know, whatever you want, you can set those intentions with the new moon during using that specific energy, because that energy then helps you in growing those intentions until the moon's full. And once the moon's full, you get those intentions again, you meditate on them, and then you let go and release everything that you don't need anymore, because she's now fully, she's shining on every shadow. So you know by then all you need to know to make your dreams into reality. And I noticed that a lot of people were noticing they slept different when it was a full moon, for example. They were laying awake at night, or they felt energy shifts, but they didn't know how or what. So I started a Facebook group. It's in Dutch. I started a Facebook group where I share about my experiences in my energy during specific phases of the moon. And I also do free guided meditations on the full moon night and the new moon night to help people set those intentions. And basically it is to show people they are not crazy, because lots of people think, whoa, I don't know, what did I do today that I feel like this? And I do think we need to own up. So because everything we feel is within ourselves, it's our own energy, but it might be influenced by the moon. And sometimes it helps to know what is going around in the collective energy to see what's your part in it, so you can heal it and release it. And I guide people in, doing that. Yeah, that's what I like.
It's funny, I was going to mention something, and you used the word, not use the word, you said people won't feel like they're crazy. Because it's funny, I was going to say, as you're explaining that and getting to the end of how people feel on those different days and going, I don't know what's up with me, I'm feeling a bit off, or my vibe is a bit gone, is I was going to say, I'm hoping that there's a few people listen to this and they're going, oh, light bulb, this could be to it, right? Energy, understanding energy and so forth, you either accept or you don't accept it. There's either explanations to the way you want to do it or not. You know, there's people out there that are going to go, it's crock of shit, and there's other people that totally believe it and down the way that it is. But whichever path you sit on, and if you don't believe it on this, you might have a moment here that said, hey, I feel myself a bit off at certain stages. I wonder if this is the case, or I wonder if my alignment's not the case, and therefore makes you think about it more. Because like I said, as much as yoga and meditations went through this whole shift of the last 20 years of, it was a bit hidden behind the wall, and it's not as publicly, you know, announced and stuff like that. Energy and understanding energy and understanding the flows of energies and how you can pay attention to yourself and those around you is very similar. It's a little bit further behind, I believe, as open to say about it, but it's definitely not far behind the likes we spoke about yoga and meditations that people can pay attention to it. So by all means, if anyone's listening at the moment and they feel it through the month, sometimes they're a bit off and you're listening to this, take 5 minutes, take 10 minutes and research either A, talking about anyone, reach out to Willem if you want about the moon cycles on yourself, as well as is your energy centered as well, and you're paying attention to what's going on around you, and you might be surprised at what you find out about yourself to be able to put yourself in a line. And it's something we get taught by Tony Robbins with Master Co, that does all the meditations through the UPW events. And a big thing he says to a lot of people, he goes, you don't have to believe whether it's going to work or not. It's just going to work. Energy is just going to work irrespective of your belief system. It'll go there because fundamentally energy is around us and that's how it's done as well.
That's exactly what it is. It's going to work. And also it's not only connected to the moon, but it's also connected to, for example, if you are in a specific energy today, I can feel your energy. Mm-hmm. So if we bring it back to your work or your the office again, you can also protect yourself from specific energy. So if Correct. You feel like every time you're in a meeting with someone, you feel drained afterwards, mm-hmm. for example. Yep. Or maybe you're in a meeting with someone, you feel lightened up. Maybe you probably experienced that as well. You can also learn, and that's what I learn people one-on-one or in companies as well. You can learn how to manage your own energy and to protect yourself also from all the other energies that influence you. So you can stay true to yourself and you stay true to your own energy, and that you feel you. Mm-hmm. You know, sometimes I don't feel myself right now. I don't feel myself right now. That's what we say. No, it's because just if you don't feel yourself right now, see if you can realign with yourself using meditation, come back to that energy, and protect yourself from any other energy. And your life will be so much more, how would I say, peaceful. Peaceful and joyful and grateful. No. Yeah, because then you become aware of the things that are going on, and then even the moments when you are suffering or you are in pain, when you realize it, you become aware of it, you go back to yourself, and then you feel this immense feeling of gratefulness and joy that, well, you used to go into the whole story of, oh my God, this happened, and you feel upset for a few days, and now you have the tools to just witness it, mm-hmm. be aware of it, and come back to yourself and let it go. And that's, life becomes so much more fun and so much more opportunity for growth. And so much, literally, you have so much more energy to put in the things you like instead of the energy that's leaking towards all the things you dislike in a day.
Yep. So. I think that last message from you, Willem, at the moment is, I don't know if you've actually seen, but we've been going for over 50 minutes already. I think I think that is a great piece to end off and to show about paying attention to your energy and the things around you today, and how use the word leaking out, or as well as getting it from other people onto you as well, and what you can protect yourself with. I won't let Willem explain. There is certain methods you could use to protect yourself. As she's talking about in the meetings, there are certain tools and tips you can use to protect yourself if you know you're going to go in for a stressful day. There's also energy tools. There's also crystals that you can wear and so forth that allow you to go in there. If you have those questions, I'm not going to let them answer today, because you've got to reach out to Willem and make sure you can ask it to her so she can explain further, because I'll be explaining as much as I know, which is about this much, and I'll allow her, as this is her profession, to explain further. But before we end it off today, Vilma, is there anything else you want to leave our listeners with today? Any small little additional nugget of knowledge you want to send out to them? Also, by all means, if you want to do a little 30-second or 60-second segment to your Dutch listeners, by all means, do that as well.
Now, I would love to tell the people to follow the pleasure. So see what brings you pleasure in life and trust that you're worth of having that pleasure. Go all in. Go all in. Trust yourself. Follow the pleasure and go all in. Stay connected to yourself while doing it. Yeah.
Ah, that's Joy. Awesome.
Yeah, and I'm very, very grateful for you to have you here on the show. You literally helped me manifest one of my dreams, becoming being in a podcast with it. So thank you so much for giving this.
No, yeah, you must welcome, Vilma. As I do at the end of every show, can you please let our listeners know where they can find you on social media? Where's the best place to reach out on Instagram or Facebook and what your handles are?
They can reach out to me at Instagram, Willemijn Welten. Probably it will be somewhere around under this video or
don't worry, it won't be there.
It will be there, or my website, willemijnwelten.com, or even LinkedIn. You can reach out to me. I'm always open to receiving DMs on anything you want to know, or meditations, or if you have any questions on manifestation, meditation, or my story, how I reconnected with myself and now step up my game. Please send me a message.
That's awesome, Vilma. Thank you so much. And thank you again for coming on the show today and explaining your story and your journey that you went, and our listeners can hear that. And to everyone else, thank you once again to coming to the Wolf of Queen Street. If you come on the audio podcast or the YouTube series, you know we can find us on Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn, and as I said before, on YouTube. If you're enjoying the show, if you're enjoying the audio podcast or YouTube series, please do a subscribe, do a share, put a comment down below, and by all means, feel free to reach out to myself or Vilma if you had any questions from today's show. And at the end of the day, have a beautiful and a powerful day.